Blog Talk Radio.
Elder and bring him in, and when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say,
Little Mr. Tears. Yahuwah beat you, L.C. Rice.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well. I see you, Boyle. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the Elder Mr. Tears. Well, all I can tell you, that's the distant call Thursday evening. Fox tail hell been lit. The curtain hell went up. So all I can tell you, Elder, do your part, and then we'll piggyback on what you put on the table. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And always I say that's a good thing, because the more people that listen to his word, the stronger everyone is going to get in this ministry, and including themselves. You know, yesterday we stepped into a description of the Black Slave Bible from the 1800s. And I think we learned quite a bit from that particular, for instance, about what Esau had did, eliminating 80% of the Old Testament and 30% of the New Testament, only coming up with 200 and some passages out of 1800. That's really something. But when we do this work, it tells us that the work we do, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "For Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you do have ministered to the saints and do minister." See, this is why we reach out and try to touch those people that need the word of Yahuwah, and I do think it's each and everyone that's listening. You know, what does it tell us in the book of Matthews, chapter 21, verses 23 and 24? 23 says, "And when he is come into the temple, and the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do thou doest these things? And who gave thee this authority? 24. And Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which you shall tell me, and likewise I will tell you by what authority I do these things." Well, we don't have to take any second guess, because we know that we give you this word directly as was written from the Bible. And who gave us this authority? Yahuwah. And that's why we speak on Yahuwah. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity and loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning. We welcome and thank you for attending our broadcast. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the Bible books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. And we do this because it's the information you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You have now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m., which would be good for most to attend, and an online class from 2 to 5 p.m., and that's done until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this, enter Tribe Yahdah on any search line, and after clicking it, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, for your kindness of the people, Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We have a live program. This is a feature that's available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counselor or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. I will have to remind you, you will just hear a dull tone. As it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call that number trying to teach. I will have to remind you, you will just hear a dull tone. Now for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. At that point, just choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal WhatsApp broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed in the ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elvin Institutes, along with the Seer Israel writing as Shotgun. And during this time, no comments will be taken off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Bartok ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Paltalk. God will be with you all. So at this time, we will pass our program over to our Seer Israel, where our teaching can yet begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All righty, Ella. Hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. We'll catch you on the bottom part. We definitely know you prepared to play well other hand, that have to be played because you see the vision. And that's what it's all about, seeing this vision. All right, good enough. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. And we're going to see if we're going to be on stage for take number 148. And we'll get something going on. Let's see who's going to be on stage for take number 148. Let's check and see if the young lion from the tribe of Yagda Judah, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. Let's see if he's ready to go. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yagda Judah. Yahweh bless you, let's see you right.
Yahweh bless you, fear Israel, of Hebrew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There, young lion, sound like you ready to go. Maybe you got to charge that microphone a little bit, kind of a little breaking up a little bit. So, good. Mother E, tribe of Yahda Judah, will you be on stage for the special edition called Thursday Evening? Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Yahweh bless you,
Israel. Yahweh bless you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother E. All right. We know Mother Z is at a desk or getting prepared to address this national audience over 500,000 plus a little bit later. But said WCC, yeah, on the strength to us. Yeah, well, we know it's a strength to you. We know. All right. Who else going to be on stage for a nice episode? How about Mother D of Israel? Making an early exit. I mean, she want to get on that microphone and get something going on. See, that spirit I like. I like that kind of spirit anyway. Mother D.F. Israel, another one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahda Judah. Yahweh bless you, Seer right here.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, there, Mother D.F. Israel. Well, seems like the stage is set for a special edition called Thursday Evening. Got a lot of memos on the table. Matter of fact, this memo is very interesting. I got here. Hey, to see who you think this message is aimed to? I don't know what he mean by who is this message aimed to. He said, turn on your answer machine. Turn on the answer machine. What you would. Okay. Who is this message addressed to? Turn on your answer machine. Oh, okay, well, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, but I guess I'll find out somewhere down the line what that's supposed to mean. Who is this message addressed to? I'll find out shortly. Turn on your answer machine. Well, okay. All right, well, let's see if we get something going on there, young lion. We'll see, can we get something going on. We'll find out exactly what's going on. So
to put you in to make you tap out. Around, right out to cheap, dirty, dusty, unfurled.
let me go back on stage and see exactly did I hear what I just heard. Did they hear anything? Young Lion, what did you get out of that, Young Lion? You on the clock, come on.
I'm trying to hear.
Young Lion, what you got out of that?
Well, I mean, I heard quite a few things, and I'm talking about the complexion of Yahuwah the Son's hair, and they were discussing about that. It sounded like I heard a familiar voice back there, so yeah, I heard a few things, and I'm talking coming from Revelation, talking about complexion-wise. Yeah, I heard him say something about the top of his head was white in complexion, and his hair was white. That's what I got from.
Okay. Well, I also got something that he said, something about the cross. A lesson was talking about the cross. It's north, east, south, west. I got that part out of the cross. Yeah. So evidently, it must have been a lesson we taught on that shown that, I mean, if that message to point towards was over to Israel, I don't know. All I know, I hear it on the machine. Now, if it's pointing toward boss over to Israelite, I got two, three things out of it saying that the cross is north, east, south, west, so the cross is that. And also I got that the ministry is turning the city upside down. I heard a little bit of that. I heard a lot of things, so I don't know. Let me see what Mother D.F. Israel heard, then we're going to get something going on, and we'll find out exactly. I heard enough. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know who this lesson pointed toward with all that. But I tell you what I do. Whoever is pointed toward, I heard he say, I know where he's going, and I'll pin his shoulders down, and I'll put him in submission hold. So
I heard him say something about, you know, with the scriptures. It was coming from the scriptures before, you know, they was just speak a bunch of scriptures. I heard him say something like that. It wasn't very clear as much, but I got something in out of it.
Well, he said he'll
pull the scriptures before you get there. You know where he's coming from.
Yeah, he will do something with your shoulders. He'll pin you down and put you in submission.
He'll let you bump your gum and
he'll put some on you. So I don't know. Was it addressed to us or was it addressed to somebody else? I don't know. So we'll just see what Mother D.F. Israel got to say on that subject matter. We just see which way we'll go. Mother D.F. Israel, what you get out of it besides directing them grandbabies to be quiet for a little while? What you get out of that, Mother D.F. Israel?
I couldn't understand what he was saying. I just heard him say something about scriptures that you think you doing something.
Well, that's not even really talking understand. To me.
Right.
Okay. All right. All right, Mother E, did you get anything out of that, Mother E?
It wasn't clear. Only thing I heard about was the scripture. That's all. That's the clearest I hear. About a few scriptures. That's clear.
Well, it's real plain because we able to straighten up distortion in tapes anyway by we able to straighten up. We heard it real good. What they saying that you've got a challenge on your hand. And the challenge is that this ministry is turned upside down by throwing a bunch of scriptures out there, and he going to pin your shoulders down on them scriptures. And that was what WCC said. Well, I don't know if it's addressed to me. I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe the next OL. What's sure hell to hear out of that. Let's see if we find out the hell. They're going to go and get something going on. But one thing we do know, Foxtail hell been letting the curtain hell went up. Hell, Mr. Kidd, did you get anything out there, a distorted message come up?
What I got out of it, it appeared that somebody was upset about the scriptures. And they're going to pin you down with certain scriptures. You keep repeating scriptures over and over, stuff like that. Well, that's pretty bad for someone to come out like that, and they're supposed to be in the Bible. They probably didn't read the section where you don't use wrathling for wrathling, or they didn't go through rehearse the righteous act. That's what I got out of it.
All right. That's good enough. So I heard a little bit. So let me see which way the Almighty wanted this thing to go. Let's see what Matthew 10:19 say. Let's see what that's saying, and we'll see what part can we respond to if it's anything to respond to at all. Let's see what it says in Matthew 10:19. What it say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what you should speak."
Okay. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. What that say?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Well, I did hear something about, they said Jesus had hair, his head and his hair was white. So, and he wasn't albino, or he wasn't no leprosy. Saying that Jesus was a white man, and somebody teach that Jesus was a black man, but according to his hair and his head was white, that means he was a white man. So that's what I got out of that. So that means Jesus was a white man. So I know. So let them explain. Let me say, we happy on that. I told you he was white. Well. All right, he totally was right. I tell you what, let's examine Jesus. Well, true name is Yahweh the Son. Let's examine what we heard, that his head and his hair was white. But they left out the next statement behind white. That's why I say, 6-9 camp, you got to catch all of it. Because what they said, that his hair and his head was white. Meaning he wasn't a black man, he was a white man. But they left out the next statement. That's the part they didn't say. Now let's go to 1:14 and let's see, Brother Micaiah, let's see what 1:14 says. Let me show you how when you jump on statement like this, how you just can let them get out there, because they say his head was white and his hair was white. That means he was a white man. That means he wasn't black. But something they left out of that statement. Let's see what they left out in 1:14. What they say in 1:14? Revelation 1:14, special edition called Thursday evening. So what did they leave out in 1:14? Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14. 14 reads, "His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow."
Oh, that's the part they left out, as wool. See, they didn't say as wool, because as wool would make you know if his hair was white like wool. That means right there, if he got woolly hair, that means one thing about it, sons of Esau do not carry woolly hair. That points toward another people. But when they use the statement called white like wool, look up the definition of the word. Let me show you how you hit some on the run. Look up the word called hoary. Hoary there, The word called Hori, Brother Micaiah, H-O-A-R-Y. Look up that word. And while you look up that word, hey, Mother Eve, run to Leviticus chapter 19:32, and Mother D.F. Israel have me 16:31. We're showing you how you don't get excited when anybody bumps the gums. You got to be able to not respond back through scriptures. So if his hair was white like wool, I mean, was his head and his hair was white, they stopped with the part about wool, knowing they left that part out. But let's look, we look at the definition of the word called Harry, Hori, H-O-A-R-Y, after Mother E reads a verse called Leviticus 19:32. What do that word mean? Head, hoary, a hoary head. What do that mean after you read Leviticus 19:32? What does it say, Mother E? Leviticus 19:32, what does it say?
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32. Just arise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man. And fear the Yahweh. I am the Yahweh.
Okay. He said, otherwise, do right with the hoary head. And what that mean, Mother of Israel? Proverbs 16:31.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mother of Israel, what that mean? 16:31, what that mean?
Proverbs chapter 16. Verses 31 reads, the hoary head is a crown of honor if it be found in the way of righteousness.
Now, so a hoary head is a crown of righteousness. If it be what again, Mother?
It say the hoary head is a crown of honor if it be found in the way of righteousness.
Okay, Mother E, what's the definition of righteous, Mother? 625. A hoary head, and we're going to get the definition of what that word means shortly, but if it's found in righteousness, what that's supposed to mean that we can read, what did I just say? What verse did I just say?
You just said 625. You didn't say what chapter.
Deuteronomy.
Oh, Deuteronomy.
Backed up with Mother D.F. Israel in 119, 142 of Psalms.
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy
6:25. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness that we exert to do all those instructions before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he had commanded us.
Mm-hmm. What you reading there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Psalms 119. 142 or 142?
Well, write it down, Mother D.F. Israel. 142. 142.
Okay. Psalm 119, 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah instruction is the truth.
All right, so you can have all the hoary head if you want them, all the whiteness on your head if you want them, but if you ain't doing Torah instruction, it's just you're doing it in vain. That's the bottom line. Now, Brother Mackay, what the word hoary mean? What that word H-R-Y head mean? What that mean?
Looking up hoary. H-O-A-R-Y in the Google dictionary. It means grayish white. Gray is white.
Gray is white. So that's what Yahweh had. Gray is white. He that's what he had on when he came back. And 119 when John sinned, that's what he had. Gray is white hair. So when he looked and seen Yahweh the Son, he had gray is white hair. That's what that means. Hoary hair means gray white hair. So they say his head was white like wool. When he came back, 60-some years later, and talked to John on the Isle of Patmos from 33 A.D. to 96 A.D., mm-hmm. 60 years in between it, he came back and showed himself to John with hoary hair. And hoary hair means what?
Gray is white.
So that what it means. Not saying his body was white. No. He wasn't no leprosy. No, see, so this is why I'm saying y'all got to be able to catch them if they go there, because if he got a hoary head means gray is white, woolly hair. So Yahweh the Son came back with hoary, white, woolly hair. Now let's go to Micah chapter 5. So under Micah chapter 5, so whoever this fall, if it's for us or whoever, we're giving you ammunition to take it back to whoever that is with that great big old mouth talking about what he'll do. He won't do nothing to the sixth anointed camp but get delivered up. So we'll go in the Bible and look at Micah chapter 5 and find out something, Brother Micaiah. Micah chapter 5, what can we read?
The book of Micah, chapter 5. What verse?
Pick up verse 1.
Verse 1? Okay, the book of Micah.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now, gather.
Mother D.F. Israel, pick that verse up. 5 verse 1, Mother D.F. Israel, 5 verse 1, pick that verse up.
Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Now gather yourselves in truth, O daughters of truth. He has laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Verse 2.
Yeah, right.
Verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Yahdah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me. That is to be ruler
right
in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Forth,
and what else, buddy? Uh-huh.
Who's going forth has been from of old, from everlasting.
Uh-huh. So that means he came. He's going forth, been from old, from everlasting. And he coming out of the tribe. What tribe he come out of, according to the prophecy, Mother?
Judah.
What tribe he coming from?
Judah.
So he's coming out of Judah. So the prophecy saying he's coming out of Judah. And let's go to Matthew chapter 2 and fulfill that prophecy. So we find out one thing, that the hoary head only means white woolly hair. But the Son came out of this tribe of Judah. And we're going to see him coming in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. And let's pick him up coming. Verse 1. And 6. Not
Matthew
1, 5 and 6. 1, 5 and 6.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, 5 and 6. Verse 1. Now when Yahweh the Son was born in Bethlehem of Yahdah in the day of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Yahdah, to Judah. Verse 5.
Yep.
And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Yahdah of Judah, for thus it is written by the seer, verse 6, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
So they said that it was written by the seer. What that supposed to mean, that it was written by the seer? It says the seer says he's coming out of Judah. Mother Eve, what that supposed to mean? He says the seer said he could be coming out of Judah. That's what the seer said. What do it say in Amos 3, verse 7 pertaining to that? Hey, Mother Eve, what it says about the seer in Amos 3, verse 7?
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely, Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveal his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So the seer said that Yahweh the Son, when he do come in the flesh, he going to come down to what tribe, Mother E?
Not that Judah.
That's what he said. And suppose you don't believe that, what he got written in 24-25 of Luke? Luke 24-25. What's written there? We can read that, Mother E. 24, verse 25. What can we read behind that statement you just made?
Okay. The book of Luke. Chapter 24, verse 25. Luke chapter 24, verse 25 reads. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fool, and slow of mind, believe all that the seer has spoken.
So you're supposed to believe in this? You're supposed to believe in the seer and do what, Mother? You're supposed to believe in the seer, and according to 24-25, you're going to do what?
Believe
according
in
to
the
verse
seer?
20, yeah.
Believe
and according to 24-25.
Okay.
But suppose you don't believe in the seer.
It said,
okay.
Believe all that the seer has spoken. And it said, believe in the seer.
But suppose you don't. According to that verse,
yeah.
Suppose you don't. According to that
okay.
verse.
It says, then he said unto them, O fools.
So if you don't believe, you don't believe in the seer, according to what Yahweh say, what he say you are?
A fool.
A fool. Slow of mind.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're
Mother
reading.
D of Israel, give me 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah. So they got a debate about what color he is, but the Bible told you what to believe. So the debate is what color he is, but the Bible just told you what to believe. You find out that Yahweh the Son was coming down to the tribe of Judah. What about Judah that we can read? Before you read that 14 verse 2, Mother E, the Mother of Israel, give me the Hebrews 7. Give me 7:14. Hebrews 7:14.
Okay.
There's still a case on the right side of the book. Because the WCC said, see there, seer? We told you Jesus was a white man. He might be a white man. Jesus might, but Yahweh the Son not. Jesus might be a white man, but not the Yahweh the Son of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So it, 7:14 of Hebrews says what?
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14. For it is evident that our Yahweh sprang out of Judah. Of
yeah, it's evident. Good, right there, right there, right there. Evidence. So, you know, in a court of law, if you don't bring no evidence, you got no case. So it's evidence he came from the tribe of Judah. So it's evidence. What evidence was it? When we read over in Michael, chapter 5, evidence. The seer said so. When we trace him back to Matthew chapter 2, evidence he can rule Israel. Evidence, Jeremiah 14, verse 2. Here go your evidence what color he is. He came out of the tribe of Judah. Evidence in a court of law. If you got the evidence, you win the case. 14, verse 2 says what? Jeremiah, Mother Israel. What's that, Mother Israel?
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourn, and the gates thereof languish. They are black.
They are black to the ground. So they are black to the ground. So see, what I'm trying to tell you, listen. So when message is left for the seer to say, well, who you think they talking about, you know, whoever they talking about saying that, he called himself something Israel. So, you know, if you put two and two together, you can speculate they're talking about the six anointed camp, but maybe not. I don't know. But I know one thing. When you do the evidence of the hoary hair means, what do it mean again, Bud Mackay? What do hoary hair mean again? A hoary head?
Hoary. Gray is white.
Gray is white. So that's what it means. Gray is white, woolly. So that's pointing toward Yahweh the Son coming down to the tribe of Judah. So there go your evidence to get that out the way. Now, another statement was made, and we might as well take care of it because we remember teaching on a lesson last week that, you know, they walks around with a cross on their neck and on their dashboard, and they said the reason why they got the cross because this is a crucifixion of Jesus the Christ. Well, let's see, was he hung on a cross, period, according to the eyewitness? And see, we're just going to throw a couple of statements out. Let's see, is that so? When you investigate any of that, Brother Micaiah, let's find out what it says in Acts 3:13. See, in that very same hour, Yahweh will give you what you need to work with. So don't try to react when you hear something that's contrary, even to the name. Let them get all their thoughts out the way. Then if the mental spirit whip you, it'll kick in, and then you explore all on them through the scriptures. Like what it says in Brother Micaiah, Acts 3:13.
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. Verse 19 reads.
13.
Verse 13. Book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 13. Verse 13 reads. Yahweh of Abraham and of Isaac and of Israel, the Yahweh of our father, hath honored his son, Yahweh, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go.
Ain't that something? He said that? He said, y'all deliver. He said, so now we found out that Yahweh the Son, he didn't come through the white man and the white woman, the living spirit. He came through Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. See? So the eyewitness said. See, the eyewitness said he came through Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, not in Ishmael. So you see, there go step clue number one. See? Now, we go to Acts chapter 5, 29 through 31. Let's see what clue number two is. Acts 5, 29 through 31, Brother
Micaiah. Book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 29 through 31. Verse 29 reads. I got to fix this paper. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We are to obey Yahweh rather than men. Verse 30. The Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh the Son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31. Him has Yahweh the Father exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin.
Wait a minute. He came to give repentance for the whole world. But according to verse 31, the eyewitness said he came to give repentance to who? According to verse 31 again.
Savior, forgive repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin.
So he came to give repentance to who, according to verse 31, according to the eyewitness?
To Israel.
You're reading that, right?
That's the eyewitness says.
That was the eyewitness say. A lot of days say that. Sarah, can you give me a second witness? Mother E. Back up to the 24th chapter of Luke. See, you know, the game says, it's like you got to be rested up for this right here. And you got to stay in this because you don't never know what's coming at you. You know, so that's why you have to be worded up. You can't be, you got a better half. Your better half can't tie you out. You got to strengthen you up if you got one. Not wear you down because you never know what might come up. So you got to make sure better half is locked in with you, because if you better have them tied out and something come up, then you so busy thinking about what she or he did to you, and now you can't get right in some dust as y'all walk. And this is your hour to shine, because I don't know that they called out us on that brief message, or they talking about somebody else. I don't know. Because the message said, who do you think they talking about? I don't know. If it's somebody called himself Israel. They called himself, I don't know his name, but he called himself Israel or something. You see that? So I don't know what that means. But I do know what this means in Luke 24. Mother E. What does it say in verse 21? We're going to get a second witness.
Luke chapter 24. 21. Verse
21.
Luke, yes. Look at Luke chapter 24, verse 21. But he trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done.
Oh, wait a minute. The eyewitness said that was at the hanging. Said we thought this guy was to come. We trusted he was the one to deliver who, mother? Who was he supposed to redeem?
Israel.
Now, they were the eyewitness again. They said we trusted. We thought it was the one that was supposed to redeem. He didn't say redeem the world. Because I heard a lot of stuff in there. I got to hear a little bit later some more. But I heard that that ain't nobody got no, he came for everybody. Ain't no, I don't like white supremacists. I don't like black supremacists. I don't like nothing. I mean, he came for everybody. I mean, I don't know. But according to the Bible, the eyewitness says he came to redeem who, mother, in 21?
He came to redeem Israel.
Is you reading that?
Okay.
But my question to you, mother, is you reading that? You reading that? He came to redeem Israel?
It says we should have redeemed Israel.
So is you reading that?
Yeah.
Is you reading
that?
Are you reading that?
I'm reading it in the Bible.
That's the end of it, mother. So if you read, that's what happened. I wouldn't say that's the end of it. You can't be persuaded no other way, and you look at what the Bible's saying. And what do it say, Mother E, in Acts 13, 29 and 30? 13, 29 and 30. See, remember, listen, if a person can talk you away from the scripture, then, wait a minute, nobody's supposed to have that gift or gab to talk you away from the scripture. If the scripture say he come to redeem Israel, that's the end of it. That's what our witness say. Then why, what's cover minds on? What do the scriptures say? He's going to evidence what he came to do. See, we know that we're in a driver's seat because they're going to come at you all type of ways. But remember, rely on the Bible. Rely not on what the seer said. Rely on what the Bible said, who he come to redeem. Just read the verse. What it says in Acts 13, 29, 30, Mother E.
Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 29 and verse 30. Verse 29. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree to cross and laid him in a sepulchre.
No, wait. Hold on, Mother. Hold on, Mother. What do the Bible say they did?
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Read the Bible.
And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre.
Right, but hold that point. Hold that point right there. See, you put a word in there through tradition, hardened the cross. It ain't no cross in there, Mother. See, we've been told so much stuff. So we got a whole lot of work to do. Now, the eyewitness said they seen him taken down from the tree and put in the sepulchre. Is that what we're reading? So where is cross
right.
at? It ain't no cross there. But what
right.
happened, we've been duped traditions of men so long, we're just going to make something be there that's not there. And verse 29 tells us exactly what the eyewitness said happened. Read again, Mother. What did the eyewitness say happened?
Acts chapter 13, verse 29. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre.
Mm-hmm. So that's another key. Once you have went to the mall and you dead, the next thing you come out of is into that box, head to put in the ground. It ain't no stop in between and spend $5,000-$10,000 in between. If you got some good talk about anybody in the Six Anointing Camp, give it to them now while they wide eyes, but you tell. They ain't going to, if you give them some flowers, give them some flowers in there. After they dead, that's the end of that person. Come out the mall to the box, take the box, put in the hole, go on about your business. That's the end of it. It ain't no in between. Spend $5,000-$10,000 in between. No, that don't work. Now what do you do about it? And then what happened next? Now they put him down in the grave, and in the box, in the grave, and what happened next in verse 30?
Acts chapter 13, verse 30. But Yahweh raised him from the dead. Okay.
Oh, yeah? So what Yahweh raised up Yahweh the Son from the grave, from the dead? Who did that?
Yahweh the Father.
So Yahweh the Father let him get down there, and he chucked him out of the grave. You see that thing right? So listen, sooner or later, it got to be a ministry somewhere to paint the picture. I mean, you hear the bump of gums, let them have the bump of gums. There it is right there. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's go to Luke 24, verse 7. And, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to get a good report from one of these six camps on a flat beat down on a conversation that's on the table. That they brought this to me, I let them bump their gums, and I went in the Bible and told them a new one. I'm going to hear that sooner or later. I don't know if I ain't heard it yet. I ain't heard no beat down. You know, because we can't pull the trigger quick enough. Luke 24:7 says what?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
You see that? He said, the Son of Man is going to be handed over to sinful men, and they're going to crucify him. But the third day, he's going to get up. We just read it. So the Father let him stay down for 3 days. The Father told him, hey, come on up out of there. Woke him up. See? Now, Galatians 3:13 talks about something about this sinful man. What can we read about this sinful man? And, no, hold that point. Go to Deuteronomy 22:23. What about this sinful man? He said he's going to be delivered over to sinful men. Man, sinful man. What's that supposed to mean? And Deuteronomy 21:22-23. What's that supposed to mean now? Young Linus, paint that picture, come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verse 22 and 23.
No, make it 22. Well, make it 22 and, make it 22 and 23.
22 reads, and if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and you hang him on a tree. Verse 23. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed.
So now, Galatians 3:13. So you see, we've been traditionally trained that what we heard earlier about some cross, south, east, west, a cross is adultery. That's paganism.
Mm-hmm.
That is paganism, Steve, right here. I don't care how they dress it up, the Bible don't support it. Even when you read about take up your cross and walk, they'll take that and tie that in to this right here. No, this right here, the eyewitness says, this was an act of hanging on a tree. And when you hang them on a tree, you can't leave them up on a tree all night. Then they become a curse. You have to get them down from the tree. So you read Deuteronomy 21:22-23. Acts, Peter says he's an eyewitness, tree. So if you read the eyewitness, so when they talk about a cross, don't associate him with the cross, because the eyewitness says this act was done on a hanging on a tree. And where did he get this hanging from anyway? Where did he get this hanging anyway to have that in his mind that this is how we're going to do things? Hold that part. Mother dear of Israel. Let's see, where did they get this thing? Who was the first one on record that done some hanging, you know, that we can read? Where is this hanging coming from? Where did he get this hanging on a tree from anyway? Is there a record of somebody? Was that a new thing, hanging on a tree? We know it's a new thing now, but was that a new thing, hanging on a tree? Mother D. F. Israel. We want to find out, is that a new thing by hanging you on a tree? Is anybody that we can read out of our Bible that, and who invented this hang on tree that we can read? We go on to see, can we find out in the Bible, where did that first come from, taking you and hang you on a tree? Because we got other nations taking credit for that. And we want to find out in the Bible if anybody have record of that prior to the Bible. So we go on and take a look, Mother. And we're going around 10th chapter of the book of Hosea.
Yeah.
I want to find out this. If anybody isn't a record of anybody being, you know, hung on a tree, and remember, we read already at Brother Kyrie where it says in Deuteronomy, I mean, Obadiah 1:13. What do 1:13 say of Obadiah?
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 13, read. You should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yes. You should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their sustenance in the day of their calamity.
So it's record that the sinners of Esau taking your record books. So they got your record books now, and that's why they can twist it the way they want to twist it, because they got your record books. But now you're trying to claim your record books back. So, Mother D of Israel, what do we say that we can read in verse 10:14 down to verse number 17? What can we read in the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 14 down to verse 17? And Brother Micaiah, you pick it back up at 21 to 26. Multi up Israel.
Yeah. Joshua chapter 10. 6 to 14.
Verse 15 to 17. 14 down to 17. 14 to 17. And Brother Micaiah, pick it up at 21 to 26.
14 and 17. 14 down to 17. 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay. All right. Joshua chapter 10, verses 14 to 17. Verse 14. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that Yahweh hearkened, listened unto the voice of a man, for Yahweh fought for Israel. Verse 15. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal. Verse 16. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at verse 17. Macedia. That's what you say?
Yeah, Macedia. Macedah.
Verse 17. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in a cave at Macedah.
What are you doing? What are the five kings doing? So five big niggas was hiding in the cave. They were hiding, huh? Oh, I might hear a little bit more of the story of Brother Micaiah, pick up verse 18. So they was hiding. So you see, sooner or later the big dignitaries gonna be hiding. They already really hiding from you. Now they throwing stones and rocks and hiding the hand mat. But don't worry, we're gonna make them hide some more in time to come. It's on the shadow. So these five big dignitaries, they ran away and they hid in the cave. And what happened next in verse 18?
Book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 18 reads. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set man by it for to keep them. Verse 19. And stay you not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite the handmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their city, for Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, hath delivered them into your hand. Verse 20. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. Verse 21. And all the people returned to the camp of Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Verse 22. Then said Joshua, open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave. Verse 23. And they did so and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. Verse 24. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. Verse 25. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Verse 26. And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the tree until the evening.
Read verse 27.
27 reads, and it came to pass, at the time of going down of the sun, that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the tree and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave mouth, which remained until this very day.
But look, nobody won't talk about this here. You know, the children of Israel, they were, you know, they took the kings and hung them up, let everybody see them all day long, just hanging out there, you know, holding their neck on a tree and all that good stuff. Then chuck them down and kicked them in the rear in the cave. And, You see, why is none of this talked about right here? You know? What it say in verse 28?
The book of Joshua, chapter 11, verse 28. 28 reads, in that day Joshua took Makkedah and smote it with the edge of the sword. And the king thereof he utterly destroyed, them and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain. And he did to the king of Makkedah as he did unto the king of Jericho.
I gotta get two more verses out of this. It's very important for me to get these two more verses out of this thing, but we can be clear on exactly what's really paint the picture real good in verse 29 and 30. Now listen real good at 29 and 30.
Okay, the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 29 and verse 30. 29 reads, then Joshua passed from Makkedah and all Israel with him unto Libnah and fought against Libnah. Verse 30, and Yahweh delivered it also, and the king thereof into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho.
Ain't that something? So you see, you know, I'm begging you to say an account. Get Yahweh in your program. That was Yahweh doing. That was the hand of Yahweh right there. Yahweh had the children of Israel to deliver everybody, all the cut out everything, go get the five kings, put them together, hung them on the tree, and all that good stuff. But we found out all this good hanging, what malice? All this was done by Yahweh delivered also in the hand of Israel. See, I keep telling you, if you get your Yahuwah right, you see all these big ding and Terry talking smack, everybody talking that talk, Latter-day Saints, they leave a message on the ass machine about, you know, certain things that I'm going to pin them down to the wall, I'm going to do all this, I know where you're going, all you see all that graphic talk? All reading and making all that talk. Because we don't understand. You get Yahuwah in the picture, it's over with, and they know it's over with. Now, Mother E. So now when we read Galatians 3:13, Mother E. So now change something. See, a lesson come out of a lesson. You know, you see, the world, if that message was for us, they got us on their mind. And now everybody want to take down the Sixth Anointed Camp. If that message was addressed to us, I don't know. But what we're saying to you, if we can get Yahuwah in the picture, he going to show his hand through this ministry, but y'all won't do right. See, y'all won't do right. He going to put the land before you. You're still sitting on your hand. And everything before you said, he made up. He says, I heard on that tape said that these people have turned the world upside down. I heard that. See, I'm a great listener and note taker. See, that's why, you know, we said WCC, we heard the same thing. Okay, well, that's good. You heard the same thing. Now, so Mother, what did it say we can read in Galatians 3:13?
Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. That was the Son had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree.
Mother, they're not talking tree, Mother. See, tradition brings this cross thing in. They got all this thing. They make it merchandise with some man, some white man. Ain't no white man never died for you. Man died for you. Ain't nowhere in history the white man died for you. So if you got a cross on your neck with a white man on it, it's nowhere in history white man, and that's Esau and his five sons, the white man's Bible. They never died for you. Nowhere in history. But you'll see some of your loved ones with a cross around their neck. With a little man on, a little white man on it, on their neck. You take a look at the cross real careful, and it got a little white man on it. Ain't no white man died for you. And it wasn't a cross, it was a tree. And here's right here. So all the eyewitness says, a tree. But then you let the Bible, put the Bible to the side and come up with the word called cross. And I heard them say north, east, south, west, the cross. The cross ain't got nothing to do with the Yahuwah the Son. It is the tree. Now, he made us say that, and we found out that hanging came from the children of Israel. We is the invention of hanging. We the one invented hanging by the hand of Yahuwah. We go through college and never know that the inventing of hanging. For Yahuwah told Joshua to take them kings with their hide stuff in the cave and told them where they was at. They over the cave here. He said, I tell you what, told his men, go put a stone there and keep them in there until I get through killing everybody around the area. Then we'll come back out and get them kings. He put all them five kings together, big dignitary together. He said, now they're going to chip everything you'd be killed up to. Yahuwah told the son, don't move until Hosea do all the killing. If we'd have read a verse up, you know, he told his son in verse 13, hey, son, don't move because Joshua doing some good killing, and I don't want him to miss nobody. So he told his son to stand still until the children of Israel do some good killing. If you're doing a good killing, I go back and get them kings and told the children of Israel, lay them down out there like you lay a piece of meat out there, and put your head on his ear and the head of his neck. And just, you know, how you smack something in the corner. Is that what you do to their head? Get their head all soft. Now when they got their head all soft, now put them on a tree and hang them all day. You see, why is this not talk? if we were reading it right now, told him to put your foot on his neck right there in 24. And they came there and put their foot up on the neck of them. He's not, you know, if you put your foot on the neck, now stand up a little bit. Now raise your leg up a little bit. You know, you raise your leg up a little bit. That's squash your head down good. Y'all, you know, ain't nobody going to do no Bible. See, this is doing Bible. This is now, forget it. So that's what the Bible says. So now, you know, I like when people make statements, but Mother E, what does it say we can read in Acts 16, verse 20? Fact of a Mother D of Israel in 17, verse 6. And then we'll find out what that means. Acts 16, verse 20. What does that say? See, you can do a lesson on the wrong. All you have to do is find out what they're talking about. And Yahweh and Barry say, oh, he'll give you a lesson on the wrong. So, we, you know, write that out. What does it say in 16, verse 20?
The book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 20. And brought them to the administrator, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city.
Well, see, that's a good thing. These men being Jews, hold that point, Mother. These men being who? Jews, huh? Hold that point. These men being Jews. Let's go to 2 Kings, Mother. Let's see, can we make a statement that we can read? These men being Jews. That's what Mother just said. What it says in 16, verse 1, Mother. 2 Kings 16, verse 1. Read down and give me a name.
Okay. 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 1. Okay, give me this one. Second Kings chapter 16, verse 1. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign.
What was the king of who?
King of Judah.
King of who?
Judah.
Verse 6. Okay, good. Verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, at that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Pharaoh and drove the Jews from Elath.
Stop it there. Wait a minute, Mother. They drove to who?
The Jews.
Okay, what did the word Jew mean in 16 verse 1?
16 verse 1. In the seventh year of T.J., the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jonathan, king of Judah, began to reign.
So hold on right there. So when I see the word Jew, what I'm going to put there, Mother, according to 16 verse 1?
Judah.
All right. Now let's go back and read that verse again then. With that understanding, by having these verses on it right there in record. So when I see the word Jew, I suppose to automatically, same way when I see the word Lord, God, Jesus, I have no problem putting Yahweh there. We got to have that same spirit when we see the word called Jew. The Jew means, then the actual, where that at, you must have 16, 1, and 6 to show you when the first time the word Jew was mentioned and it's polluted for. Now we're going back and paint that picture again on what we just getting ready to read. So when we see that word Jew, we supposed to automatic in our mind put what word there?
Judah.
What?
Judah. Okay, I'm
yeah, but no problem. Well, okay, well, hold on. Now, hold on.
Okay.
In the 10th chapter, now, when you do that, mother, let's go to 10:21 of Joshua. Let's see what's supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen when you do that? 10:21. Now, when you look at the word Jew and put Judah there, this was supposed to happen that we can read in 10:21.
Yeah.
The last two lines. The last three lines. Skip two lines and read the last three lines. It was supposed to happen, mother. Now, when you look at the word Jew, you're supposed to put Judah there. Now, the last three lines in 21, what does it say?
The last three lines.
Yes.
Okay. What? Non move here. You said Joshua 10:21.
Yes. Yeah. You do it. You on point. You on point.
Okay.
You on point.
And all the
non what? Last three lines. Non what?
Okay. None move his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Yeah, that's
you. You hear that, mother? No. Just what you read, Israel. None move his tongue against any of the children of Israel. When you put the word Judah instead of Judah, what's supposed to happen, mother? None move his tongue against any of the children of Israel. When you put Judah there, that's the end of it. Now, precept that to Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. None, and who's the none you're talking about? Now, we got to find out who the none he's talking about. Sooner or later, we'll have to go hardcore with the scripture. That's why we got to be prepared. None should move their tongue against the children of Israel. Who is the none, mother? Exodus 11:7. Who is he calling the none? That we can read. 11:7. And so, amen, just make it sound good.
Wait,
7 and 8. Don't make it sound good.
Joshua chapter 11, 7 and 8.
Yes.
Book of Joshua, chapter 11, verses 7 and verse 8.
No, Exodus. No, Exodus, mother. Exodus, we know we're going against a precept. We're in Exodus chapter 11, verse 7 and 8. Begin the precept. Now, we just got through reading. While you looking for that verse, I'll read it again. In verse 10:21, it says, none move his tongue against any of the children of Israel. That's you, mother. Now, where did he pull that from? We go on to Exodus chapter 7, verse 8. What does it say? Who is this non he's talking about? N-O-N-E. Who is he talking about? In 11, verse 7 and 8 of Exodus. Let's see what he's talking about.
Exodus chapter 11, verses 7 and verse 8. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that ye may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Verse 8.
Good. That's okay. That's good right there, right there. So, mother, in 10:21, who is this none he's talking about? None should move his tongue against any other children of Israel. Who is this none he's talking about? 11, verse 7, Exodus. Who is he talking about?
He's talking about the Egyptians.
What do he call the non? What do he call the non? The N-O-N-E. What do he call them? Is that what he called?
Egyptians.
Help me out there. Help me out there, Mother DF Israel. What did he call the non Mother D of Israel, that we can read. What did he call the non shall move their tongue against any of the children of Israel? What did he call the non in 11 verse 7?
A dog.
What do you call him, Mother?
A dog.
What do you call him? A dog.
A dog.
So when we heard that, tape, when he said everybody was equal and no, there's no such thing as white supremacy, black supremacy, everybody's the same, not according to the Bible, is the Mother D of Israel.
No, it's not.
See, that's what he's trying to tell you. See, according to the world, everything is everything. But according to the Bible, it's totally different. Now, we find out now that when Joshua read this, none moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel, he could have said the same thing Moses said, but he already knew. They already knew what the non mean. The non mean what? Mm-hmm.
A dog.
Excellent. Now you see that? Look how easy this is. That's how easy this is. If we get the spirit of Yahuwah in us, we're able to take care of the business in time to come. But if you don't have the spirit, if you're not doing the dust as Yahuwah, you're not going to be able to find none of this. You're going to be able to bump your gum with everybody else. And like they say, they're going to pin our backs down and we can't move. And I know where he's going. How do you know where we're going? You ain't led by the spirit of Yahuwah. We is. So how do you know where we're going at? See that? You see all that great big talk they did? That was a lot of great big talking. You know, I like big talk. But I want to kill it. Stand up and put some book on it. See? So, you know, sooner or later, y'all going to know how to put some book on the great big talkers. Because they're going to be coming. I'm keep telling you. The great big talkers is coming. Now, Mother, you can go back and redeem yourself, Mother, and come on back to Acts 16, verse 20, and make this national audience over 500,000 plus. All proud of you when you deliver the knockout blow. Let's see you deliver the knockout blow in Acts 16:20.
Okay.
Mother, come on back to 16:20 and just deliver the knockout blow, and tell one of your sisters, give me a glass of water behind that, and that's it. You going to drop it on right there and drink a glass of water? Yeah. What it says in 16:20 of Acts.
Okay. The book of Acts chapter 16, verse 20. Brought them to thee, ministrate, saying, these men, being Yahdah Judah, do execute public our city.
So they're saying Judah is a trouble to the city. Ain't that something? You see what they're saying, Mother? They saying Judah is a trouble to the city. So you see, it's a ministry out here is a trouble to the city, Mother E. I wonder what ministry out here is a trouble to the city. And Mother D of Israel. And what did they do in 17 verse 6, Mother D of Israel, what did they do?
In Acts 17 verse 6? Huh?
Yes. Yes.
Acts 17 verse 6. And when they found them not, they draw Jason and certain brothers unto the ruler of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither.
These they have troubled us. But these men have turned the world what kind of way?
Upside down.
What world is they talking about? Because see, right then and there, the WCC get happy, see there? They will turn the world upside down. No. Let's go to 45:17, Mother D of Israel, find out what world was it turned upside down. D these men were turning the world upside down. What world was they turning upside down that we can read? Isaiah 45:17. What world, mother?
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. Isaiah 45:17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with the everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded. World without end.
So what world was it turning upside down, Mother Death, Israel? The world
Israel. The world of Israel.
Now, the world of Israel. Now, you see that? You see that the world they were turned upside down was the world of Israel, because Acts 11:19 makes it plain what Israel they did talking about. Acts 11:19.
Acts 11:19. And now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen to rally as far as Phoenicia and Cyrus and Antioch, teaching the word to none but unto Yahdah only, Judah only.
So you see how they are taking your book and bogart they way in it. And when you read the scripture, where the world they was turned upside down and throwing their head back up was who world? Mother in 11:19.
11:19.
Yes, 11:19. Who world was they? Judah only. So what they were looking for was Judah only.
Mm-hmm.
That's who world they were turning upside down. They were staying in Judah. And same thing we got to do now. That's the same thing we got to do now. We got to first straighten out Judah's world. Because Judah, I was looking at this this handout that we placed at Acts, you know, and saying, excuse me, ma'am or sir, what's your nationality? And they go through a bag of tricks behind that. They go through a whole bag of tricks on it. Okay, good. They go through a whole bag of tricks on it. We ask the question, what's your nationality? They go through all the bag of tricks as they can get to. And I was looking at this right here, so. And, you know, it says the 12 tribes of Israel, the guy they lead out with Judah, that when you ask them, what's your nationality? They go through a whole bag of tricks. You say, well, take this handout and tell me, where do you see yourself on this piece of paper is, this handout?
Mm.
They'll take the paper and they'll say, and they'll read, Judah, the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel, now called Black, African American, Negro, Color, Mason, got the word just that quick, Gafu, Black Carrots. See, if you go on your computer and look for GAFU, this is a great big organization. But you go in and put up this name on your computer, G-A-R-I-F-U-N-A. We taught this about 3 years ago, three to five years ago. The GAFU, Black Carrots. These the ones that came in the 1600s. They was heading somewhere in slavery, but the ship hit a rock, and the ship busted up. So they jumped off and went to the islands, and they became known as the Gafu people. You see restaurants. You might go on your computer and pull up a restaurant, Gafu restaurant. But they're not really Gafu. But they got a big old organization. But then you turn the volume down, and you turn the Bible down and look at them, say, wait a minute, they look just like me and you. See that? And they also call morphs. So when they look at this, they say, wait a minute, all these names mean who? Jewish. See that? So that's how we're going to turn the world upside down, showing that we divided in Judah. Judah is the lead tribe. He got to know all these names, and the reason why he is every nation upon the sun is because somebody got to tell him, you're not Garfu Black Carrots, C-A-R-I-B-S. That's not you. You are from the tribe of Judah. You came over here in the 1600s. You was heading somewhere. But the captain of the ship hit a big rock and bust the boat wide open, and y'all jumped off and ran, swam to shore. And that's how you end up over there in St. Vincent. That's where you end up in St. Vincent. Then from there, you met people look like you, and y'all procreate, and, you know, it ain't no history. That's the point we're making. So it's the people that got to turn the world upside down. But the world is going to turn upside down is who world again, mother? D.F. Israel, who world?
Y'all got Jews.
Who world?
Israel.
But it starts with Yah God Judah. See, that's the point. So they're going to do everything they can now to keep you away from this information, and they're going to do everything they can to get you disembobulated now. Now, Brother Micaiah, we're going to EZRA now. And we're going to see if anything prophesied on this by stopping off in St. John 11:47 verse. Brother Micaiah, what does it say we can read in St. John 11:47?
Going over to the book of St. John. Going over to the book of St. John. Book of St. John, chapter 11. Verse 47 reads, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man do many miracles.
Go ahead.
48. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. Verse 49.
Ain't that something? Yeah. You just saying? They say if we leave them alone and they mess around and continue, then you know us big dignitaries, you know, like the T.D. Jakes and the Klepto Dollars and Anita Bidens, all them right there, say if we don't keep on, you know, making, trying to throw them off track, what they say gonna happen again? 48.
48. Read. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.
You see that? So you see what's going on today? So that was going on today, see, right? If we leave him alone, if we don't do something to try to, you know, always keep him off disembobulated, you know, always try to throw something in, you might kick one of your better halves and have them go haywire, act all, throw you off track. Everything. We got to get you from, keep on concentrating on this Bible, because if you continue, you're going to pull some off. And the more you keep pulling off, you know, our world coming to a shout. We already picked the ones we want to always keep you duped up. But if this ministry is not stopped, you see? I keep telling you. So you heard the early part of the tape. They got their mind made up to pin this ministry to the, if they were talking about this ministry, pin them to the wall. Cause we know where they're going. How you know where we going? Now, let's go to EZRA and see if in the record on that and what they're talking about. EZRA 4, Brother Micaiah. And look at verse 112. 112, 15, 16. 18, 19, and 22. Ezra chapter 4, verse 1, 12, 15, 16, 18, 19, and 22. And Mother, he held me, St. John 8:32. And Mother D. of Israel held me 17:17. And by that time, we bring our elder in and ready for Mother Z to come and address this national audience. So now, y'all wrote it down. Remember, write the verses down. Don't try to remember nothing. Write it down. Have it written down. And when it's time for, and when time you grab the microphone, grab it, pop it. Now, Ezra chapter 4, verse 1, 12, 15, 16, 18, 19, 22. Mother E, have me St. John chapter 8, 32, waiting on me. Mother D of Israel, have me 17, 17. And then we're going to find our elder after this. Come on.
The book of Ezra, Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1, 12, 15, 16, 18, 19, and 22. Verse 1 reads, now when the adversaries of Yada Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity built the temple unto Yahweh of Israel, verse 12 reads, be it known unto the king that Yada Judah, which came up from you to us, are come unto Yada Judah, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundation. Verse 15. That search may be made in the book of the records of your father. So shall you find in the book of the records, and note that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful unto kings and provinces, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old times, for which cause was the city destroyed. Verse 16, we certify the king that if this city be built again, and the walls thereof set up, by this means, you shall have no portion on this side the river. Verse 18. The letter which you sent unto us has been plainly read before me. Verse 19. And I commanded, and search has been made, and it is found that this city of old times had made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition had been made therein. Verse 22. Take heed now that you fail not to do this. Why should damage grow in the hurts of the king?
What verse is that?
That was verse 22.
What's it, verse 19 again?
Verse 19. Ezra chapter 4, verse 19 reads, and I commanded, and search hath been made, and it is found that this city of old time hath made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein.
It says it's a record. It says it's a record somewhere that you are a what in 22? It says a record about the children of Yada Judah. It's a record on them. I wonder why we never had the record in school or college. It's a record. What's the record saying in 22? What the record says?
The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 22 reads, take heed now that you fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the king?
Damage and hurt? You mean if we get back, which is going to happen, You mean by us getting what we got in front of us completed, it's going to be what to all of the other nations around about us? Going to be what again? According to verse 22, give me two key words in 22. What that means if we get to what we going to do, what happens to everybody else? According to verse 22, a young lion.
Why should damage grow to the hurt of the king?
Ain't that something? You hear the man saying? He's saying if you get back into power and you get your act together, and I'm saying Yahweh will intervene to everybody else, it's going to be hurt and damage to them. You see why you hear these messages and everything try to throw you off and even take people close to you and make them go haywire and act all, get your mind off of this right here. Everything to get your mind off of these scriptures, Steve, right? Because if you get this thing right, Yahweh will intervene. And then they know if they get this thing right, all of us is going to be in what kind of position according to, in verse 22?
22, take heed now that you fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the king?
You heard the record saying, why you ain't heard that record? See, this in the Bible, the record. What you read, Mother E?
Okay.
What we got to do, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, what we got to do?
The book of John, chapter 8, verse 32. John 8:32 reads, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Ain't that something? So, Mother, what we got to give them, Mother?
The truth.
Mm.
And what that truth do? If we give them the truth, what will happen if we give them the truth, Mother? What will happen according to what we can read?
Make them free. Huh? Make them free. Make them
ain't
free.
That something? You see that, Mother? You see how easy it is. All we got to do is give them this book. Let them know that you had all these names. Let you know what kind of relationship you're supposed to be in, everything else, how you're supposed to walk, how you're supposed to talk. Show them the way of Yahweh to intervene. Show them that even hanging started from you by the mouth of Yahweh. He the one inventing hanging. He told Joshua, look here. You see, I'll make a snap out of these five kings. He's going to tell the sun don't move. Keep it real bright. But you won't miss nothing. Because you know, dark folks have a tendency to hide out. You know, you watch even the army pictures. Esau, they put black up under their eyes. And they said, what about you? He said, no, I don't need that. When it get dark, you can't see me anyway. See? So he said, look here. Well, I'm going to keep the sun bright. I'm going to let Joshua go and do what he got to do real good. Then come back and get these five kings. And let the five kings, you know, put your foot on their neck. Raise yourself up. And raise yourself down about 2-3 licks on their head. That's how Yahweh wrote. Ain't nobody hearing nothing you said. Mother dear, Israel, what you read?
St. John chapter 17, verse 17.
Yeah, what you read?
Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
You see that? So, Mother, all we got to do is give them what?
The word.
That's all we got to do, Mother. All we got to do is give them the word. We ain't got to give them no food baskets and all that skinning and grinning. Just when they get through bumping the gum, just give them to them the Bible thing. That's all we got to do. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. That's all we got to get them the word. All we got to do is get in order. Yahweh will intervene. It's just that simple. The world know it, and that's why they made some statements in the early part of the case about what they can do. Well, we know where he's going. We're beating. We're pinning back to the wall, and ain't no dipping between it. All that good old powerful talk. But guess what? The Bible didn't support nothing that you said. So if it wasn't addressed to us, whoever that needs to hear that, to them, just write the scriptures down and go take care of your business. See, now we're here to show you what the lick is. All right, that's enough of that. Let's bring our elder in and get his closing statement on take number, special edition called 148. We'll bring our elder in and tell you about the broadcast, and we bring Mother E to address this Mother Zinc, to address this national audience over 500,000 plus shortly. So, elder, your closing statements and on take number 148, the world listening to you on the clock tomorrow.
Bless and keep you, see Israel of royalty. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Now, Mother Z, now you heard a lot of good stuff now. Now you heard a lot of things. You heard the tape that they played where they got plans on delivering somebody up. You know the one that we don't know his name, but we know his name is Israel. So I don't know who that fit. I wonder if it was talking about F-E-E-R, fear, I don't know. But I tell you one thing, it's time for you to address this national audience on whatever Yahweh put on you, and we all here, Mother. So what you going to bring us on take number 148? You on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read in Numbers chapter 6. Starting at verse 22, and it reads, "And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise he shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Yahweh bless you and keep you. The Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Yahweh lifted up his countenance." Well, in verse 26, "The Yahweh lifted up his countenance upon the countenance upon you and gave you peace, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." So Yahweh is going to Yahweh is the one that gives you peace, and Yahweh is the one that bless you. And I'm going to read Psalm 121, verse 7. Psalm 121, and I'm going to start reading at verse 7. "The Yahweh shall preserve you from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. Verse 8, the Yahweh shall preserve thy going out and thou coming in from this time forward and forevermore. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. Let me piggyback on one of them verses there, Mother E. Let me piggyback on what Mother Z did say about, you see, Yahweh, he the one that places the blessings and everything else. And how about our witness in Numbers 23, verse 7 and 8? Mother E, how about our witness on how this man operates? How do you operate that we can read there, Mother? Mother, in Numbers 23, verse 7 and 8, can you help us see it out on how he operates so we can be clear how?
Numbers 23, verse 7 and 8. Numbers chapter 23, verse 7. And he took up his parable and said, be late. Belit, king of Moab, had brought me from Aram out of the mountain of the east, saying, come, curse be Israel, and come, despise Israel. Verse 8, how shall I curse? Yahweh had not cursed. How shall I defy? Yahweh had not defy.
So what are you saying? What are you saying, Mo? Skip down. I'll tell you what, just skip down to verse 21. Let's see what he's saying, 21 down to verse 23.
Okay, 21 to 22.
Yeah, pick up verse 20. Pick up verse 20. Pick up verse 20 down to verse 23. What did it say?
Okay, 20 to 23. Numbers. Chapter 23, verse 20. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Verse 21, he had not beheld sin in Israel, neither had he seen preservation in Israel. His Yahweh is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Verse 22. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Israel, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Israel and of Israel, what has Yahweh wrote?
Mother, so what is this all this summing up? What are you trying to say in verse 24? Then read verse 20. What are you trying to say, Mother E? What are you trying to tell this national audience that what you just got to read in verse 20, but read verse 24 and skip up to verse 20, then skip back to verse 20. Mother Eve, what are you trying to tell us that we need to know in verse 24?
verse 24. Numbers chapter 23, verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
Ain't that something? You mean that you trying to tell me if these people get themselves together, they gonna raise up what kind of line they gonna be? A mother, according to verse 24, what kind of line Yahweh gonna release on the known world?
A great line.
Ain't that something? And that great line gonna be what kind of line? A young line. Ain't that something? You mean if you ever wake up and get this thing right, Yahweh gonna put some great lines out here. And they gonna be some young lions too. You know, young lions got plenty of energy. You know that. You know, you catch a young lion, he said, look here, look at them old, them lions that's down there. He said, look like about 20 of them. He said, look here. Hey, I go out in myself, man, and I take care of all that. That's much energy they got. See that? So see, right, you see what the man is saying? The man is saying, you get your act together. I'm going to make you as a great lion and a young lion. And what happened in verse 20, Mother? All because of what in verse 20?
Verse 20. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
Verse 21.
Verse 21. He has not beheld iniquitous sin in Israel, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. Yahweh is with him, and the shout of a king is among them.
Ain't that something? You the man said, all the man got to see, he got to see you're not low down anymore. You're not feared on you. He said, I'm waiting for you to remove that treacherous spirit from you. Then I'm going to intervene. Mother, dear of Israel, what it says in the book of Judas, Mother, chapter 5, verse 18-21. You hear what the man is saying? The man is saying, listen, all you got to do is get out your feelings and get that self-preservation you got in your own head and put that aside and be about Yahweh's business. Then he going to show his hand. He going to show his hand, and he going to turn you loose as a great lion and a young lion. So he said he's going to turn you loose on them. But you got to get that perverse spirit out of you. He is the man that's saying, what he's saying, mother, D up Israel, what he's saying we can read in whatever we said, Judas 5, 18, down to verse 21. Mother, dear Israel, what did he say that we can read?
He said, go to Judas. And you was talking, I couldn't catch what you were saying.
Judas chapter 5, 18-21.
Okay. Get there. Okay.
Judas chapter 5, verse 18 down to verse 21. What's going on there, Mother D up Israel?
Judas chapter 5, verses 18-21. Judas chapter 5, verse 18-21, verse 18. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captive into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of Baal Yahweh was cast to the ground, and their city were taken by the enemy. Verse 19. But now are they returned to their Yahweh and are come up from the place where they were scattered and have possessed Judah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahweh now pass by, lest their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world. 22. And when Achar had finished these sayings, all the people standing round about the tent murmured, and the chief men of and all that dwell by the seaside and in Moab prayed that he should kill him.
So please help that mother. A mother, Second Maccabees. Second Maccabees, chapter 7. Precept that mother. What is you trying to tell us? Is you trying to tell us something? What is you saying? Maybe in Second Maccabees, chapter 7, we can find out what you trying to say. Let's look at 29:31. And Brother Micaiah, pick it up at verse 32 down to verse 42. Let's see what you, hey, Mother D.F. Israel, what is you saying? You saying something? 29 to 31, what it say? And 2 Maccabees 7, 29 to 31. And Brother Micaiah, 32 down to verse 42. What is you saying? You saying something? No, I don't want 42. No, I don't want 42. I want to stop it at verse number 37. I don't want to go that far. No, 38. Let's stop at that verse 38 there. 32 to 38. After mother read 29 down to 31. What is saying, Mother D of Israel?
Second Maccabees chapter 7, verse 29 to 31, verse 29. Fear not this terminator, but being worthy of your brethren, take your death, that I may receive you again in mercy with your brethren. Verse 30. While she was yet speaking these words, the young man said, whom waitest you for? I will not obey the king's commandment, but I will obey the Torah instructions that was given unto our father by Moses. Verse 31. And thou that hast been the author of all mischief against the Hebrew Israel shall not escape the hands of Yahweh.
Here's the man saying, he said, no, you know, you got the power now, but it's not going to remain. You're not going to continue to hold this power down once Yahweh finally wake up. He said, y'all got it now, but I'm setting up something right now that's going to do that's going to be hurtful to a whole lot of it's not prepared. But we got to know one thing, Brother Micaiah. The reason why we in this condition, we got to be able to read it and not have to watch that one eye faith. Here goes the reason why we in the condition we in right now, verse 32. Go ahead, Brother Micaiah.
Okay. Verse 32 reads, the book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 32. 32 reads, after this went, Second Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 32. 32 reads, for we suffer because of our sin. Verse 33.
Mother D. F. Israel, why are we suffering?
Because of our sin.
It is plain as that. And now, I'm back to Numbers 14, verse 9. 14, verse 9. Do you see how plain it is? You want to watch that one eye faith. The reason why we suffer, what reason again, Brother Micaiah?
The reason we suffer, according to the book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 32. Verse 32. For we suffer because of our sin.
You see what the man's saying? You see what he's saying? And the reason why we suffer because of our sin.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we say that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel 14, verse 9, and Mother E., have me Jeremiah chapter 16, 9 through 13, the closing statement. So is we clear why we in the condition we're in right now? Remember, you know what we do? We get into our feelings. We get into our own thing. We forsook what Yahweh got written in his Bible, and we want to know what will happen. We suffer because we sin against Yahweh. He has told you about keep the Sabbath day, wear fringes. Just says Yahweh, keep the feast day. Put your head out in the garden. And you wonder why you're suffering. You're suffering because you're sinning against Yahweh. Huh? That's why we're suffering. What did Hosea say in 14, verse 9, must be up in her?
And Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us.
Is the man the same? The man
saying
the same thing. Listen, only stop rebelling, stop sinning against this man. He said they defense is down. You see, that's why they got all this stuff going on. Y'all getting too loud over there and all that stuff. You know, all that conversation going on. Don't you see what's going on? He said, only rebel not against your Yahweh. Back up to Daniel 11:36, mother. What does it say in 11:36 that we can read? Daniel 11. But this is, saying what he's saying, but this is a Daniel 11:36. Whether you know it or not, this is a Daniel 11:36. What does it say, mother?
Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every Yahweh, and shall speak marvelous things against Yahweh, of Yahweh, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done.
Hate that something. He said, this thing is already determined. See, as long as you rebellious, as long as you stay in your own spirit, you don't just say as Yahweh, this thing is determined to happen. But when you finally see that you're going to let nothing to your left and to your right distract you from Yahweh's business, then you'll see Yahweh make his move on you. But he's just trying you now, see what you're going to do. See, what is your kryptonite? Well, I'm in my feelings. Well, I don't like this now. It ain't about what you don't like in your feelings. Being emotional, being emotional and feminine. about good fish, Yahuwah, all the time. What did Yahuwah say at the end of it? Once you get that understanding, then you all right. Hey, Mother E, what it says in Jeremiah 16, as long as you stay in your feelings, Yahuwah got something written for you in 9 through 13 out of the mouth of Jeremiah. Hey, Mother E, what he said in a closing statement, what he say in Jeremiah 16, 9 through 13? That we can read.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 9 to 13. Verse 9 reads, "For thus says the Yahuwah of hosts, the Yahuwah of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of myrrh and the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom and the voice of the bird." Verse 10. "And it shall come to pass when thus shall show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore has the Yahuwah pronounced all this great disease against us? Or what is our sin? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah?" Verse 11. "Then shall they say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahuwah, and have walked after other Yahuwahs, and have served them, and have worshiped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my laws or instructions." Verse 12. And you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, you walk everyone after the imagination of his evil mind, that they may not hearken unto me." Verse 13. "Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not, neither you nor your father. And there shall you serve other of your father day and night, where I will not show, where I will not show you favor." Show you favor.
Chapter 3, verse 22.
Okay, I'm trying
to get that, Mother.
1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because he keeps his Torah instructions and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
He said, ask me something, but what you got to be doing, Mother? To ask him something, what you got to be doing?
We got to be doing the things that the Torah instructions.
What do that verse say you got to be doing? What do that verse say you got to be doing?
You want to read the verse?
We got to be keeping
what
the commandments.
What do the verse say you got to be doing?
Ask. We got to be asked. First thing we got to do, we got to
be doing. Huh?
And
first thing we got to do, we got to ask
whatsoever we ask.
Hey, Mother E, what do the verse say we got to be doing?
Listen. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments.
So what we got to do to ask him something?
Got to be keeping his commandments.
Tell him to shut the mouth up. Tell him to close the mouth up. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction, you're not just saying Yahweh land fringes and keeping the Sabbath day on feast days, you might as well shut your mouth up. Now you put a name in your mouth. You say you ask me something if you're doing what, Mother?
He asked me something.
Honey?
He said, ask me something if you're doing what, Mother?
Keeping his commandments.
Excellent. Total statement, you're on the clock. That's the bottom line. If you're not keeping Torah instructions, you might as well close your mouth up. Keep it moving. Cross your fingers that something don't happen wrong for you, because if you ain't got Yahweh right, he ain't going to get you right. He'll keep you disembobulating. You might get fined your $10. But if you ain't got him right, he ain't going to get you right. As simple as that. You might get fined your $10. But I bet you're miserable. I bet you're miserable to be around, too.
Mm-hmm.
How you put the spirit on you if you ain't got it right? How you had a spirit of 522 and you ain't keeping Yahweh right? I bet you right now that anybody around you, I bet you they are miserable. Because you ain't got nothing to check you. And what check you is Torah instruction. If you ain't keeping Torah instruction, you're going to be miserable. That's simple as that. Close statement, Mother. You on the clock, come on. What's your close statement behind that?
Well, just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class and thanking and praising Yahweh for being in the class. And I'm going to read Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. The mind is a deceitful. Above all things, and they get desperate, wicked. Who can know it? I do Yahweh such as this mind. I tried the ring, even to give every man a woman according to his way and according to the fruit of his doing. And I'd just like to say to listeners, the audience, hold on, don't give up. Hallelujah.
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 Excellent. The mother said, listen, you got to hold on. You got to get out your feelings. You got to get up in your personal thing, and you got to do Yahweh. Then he going to intervene. If you go headlong for Yahweh, he will go headlong for you. See? That's just the way it is. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, according to 1 Kings 8:46, can you help this national audience out? What is he saying? we can read. Let's read a little bit and see what he says.
First Kings chapter 8, verse 46. If thou sin against you, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Verse 47. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto you in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done previously, we have committed wickedness. Verse 40. And so return unto you with all their mind and with all their soul in the land of their enemy, which led them away captive, and pray unto you towards their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name. 49. Then hear you their prayers and their supplication in heaven, your dwelling place, and maintain their cause.
You see that? So give me Leviticus 26, verse 42, 45, and 46 in the closing statement. What he said, you got to bethink this thing. You got to see that you don't have a spirit of Yahuwah on you. You miserable, and everybody come in contact with you is miserable because you ain't got no Yahuwah in you. But now, when you bethink this thing, and say, wait a minute, I'm pretty doggone miserable. So if I'm miserable, anybody come in contact with me is going to be miserable. And look, it ain't no Galatians 5:22 for me because I'm up in my feelings. And as long as you got that spirit, you ain't no good for yourself and nobody else. You understand this thing? The Bible tells you exactly. You want Yahuwah to intervene. Can you intervene if you are, in the last couple lessons we read, they call it you treacherous. When you're treacherous against Yahuwah, he ain't going to intervene. He's going to leave you out there. But when you bethink this thing, but they pull that verse, mother, and give me a close statement by reading Leviticus 26, verse 42, 44, 45 and 46. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42, 45, and 46, and a closing statement. What does it say there, mother?
Leviticus 26, verses 42, 45, and 46, verse 42. Then will I remember my covenant with Israel, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land, verse 45. But I will for their sake remember the covenant of their fathers, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathens, that I might be their Yahuwah. I am Yahuwah. Verse 46. These are the statutes and judgments and the Torah instruction which Yahuwah made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
Now, see, I don't know how they let everybody else get into something he taught the one particular teacher. You see what they do? Now, everybody got something going on, but But when you read the Bible, he specifically nailed down who got to remember. And once they remember, then I'm going to remember. Tell the world, remember nothing. One people, if they ever remember the covenant, then I'm going to remember and make my move. That was the man that's saying, Mother of Israel, close the statement, take your time, come on.
St. John, chapter 1, verses 10 to 13, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahuwah the Father, and the Word was Yahuwah the Son. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, Yahuwah the Son. And the world knew him not, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 12. But as many as received him, Yahuwah the Son, to them gave he, Yahuwah the Son, power to become the son of Yahuwah the Father, even to them that believe on his name, Yahuwah the Son. Verse 13, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahuwah the Son, the Father. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
So you saying verse 13, so he wasn't born by the will of man, so he wasn't born by the will of Joseph the man. He wasn't born that way. See, that's the record. He wasn't born that way. That's why you got to believe on the name. Give me 2031 St. John. That's why you got to believe on his name. And if you believe on name, you get what, Mother? 2031 of St. John. See, verse 13 says, that story you got by Joseph had to be the father. How could Joseph be the father? And right now, the eyewitness said he wasn't born that way. Not by no will of no man. No man ain't got no stiff one that done nothing. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
See? Right there in verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
You put all the pieces together. Then you find out you've been duped everywhere. What does it say that we can read, Mother, in 2031? You say you got to believe in the name. Because what's the name do for you?
St. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahuwah the Son is Yahuwah the Son of the Father, Yahuwah. And that believing you might have life through his name.
So you have life through his name. His name will give you life if you want. The name. Life. Yes. Through the name. If you believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Hebrew, Israel. That is not sure. Well, the name is something in Israel, but it's a bit of me. I believe that's wonderful confidence. Have that because I'm going to lay in the Bible, and I already know what he's going to do before he does it. already know what he's going to do before you do it. He's going to read a bunch of scriptures. Until they get him in, they're going to think he's doing something. Feeding the fire. I know what scriptures they get to hang your shoulders down. I know what biblical submission hold to put you in to make you tap out. So we give him a chance to have his opening remarks. We have to help him if he want help with all the scriptures he wants.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16 down to 22. The book of Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16 reads, "The labor of the righteous tend to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin." Verse 17, "He is in the way of life that keeps instruction. But he that refuse reproof error." Verse 18. "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool." Verse 19. "In the multitude of words there want no sin, but he that refrain his lips is wise." Verse 20. "The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The mind of the wicked is little rock. 21. "The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom." Verse 22. "The blessing of Yahuwah, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it."
What did verse 16 say again?
Verse 16 reads, "The labor of the righteous tend to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin."
So the words, the labors of the righteous, what did it do for you?
The book of Proverbs.
What did it do for you?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 10. Verse 22. 22 reads.
No, 10:16. What did 10:16
say? I mean 16.
Say?
16 reads. The labor of the righteous tend to life. The fruit of the wicked to sin.
Mm-hmm. Let's all look at Ezekiel 23, 1 through 5, and 36 through 38. Let's see what he got here that we can read, and we want to know where he pulled these verses from. Ezekiel 23, 1 through 5, then pick up verse 36 through 38. What did he say that young line? Ezekiel 23, 1 down to verse 5, 36 to 38. What did it say?
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verses 1 to 5, verses 36 to 38. Verse 1 reads, the word of Yahuwah came again unto me, saying, verse 2, son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one month. Verse 3, and they committed whoredoms in evil. They committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their beasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. Verse 4. And the names of them were Ahola, the elder, and Aholibah, her sister. And they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Ahola, and Yada Judah Aholibah. Verse 5. And Aholibah played the harlot when she was mine, and she doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors. Verse 36. Yahuwah said moreover unto me, son of man, will you judge Ahola and Aholibah? Yes, declare unto them their abomination. Verse 37. That they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hand. And with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, this they have done unto man. This have they done unto me. They have defiled my temple in the same day and have profaned my Sabbath.
Ain't that something? Is that what he's saying? And who he tell to do what in verse 36? Who he say to tell them the day profaning the Sabbath day and they won't do right? Who did Yahuwah say to tell the message in verse 36?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 36. 36 reads, Yahuwah said moreover unto me, son of man, will you judge Ahola and Aholibah? Yes, declare unto them their abomination.
So, according to scripture, who supposed to do the judging according to Yahuwah's mind, according to verse 36? Who supposed to do the judging there, Brother Micaiah, according to that verse 36?
He said, son of man. Yahuwah said more to me, son of man, will you judge Ahola and Aholibah? Yeah, declaring to them their abomination.
And we found out that's southern and northern kingdom, is that right? So who supposed to do the
southern
judging
and northern kingdom?
Who supposed to declare to them they are being low down to their Yahuwah? Who supposed to say something?
The sick. Ezekiel the
So precept that to Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4 and 5.
Okay, going over to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 4 and verse 5. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 4 reads, Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. Verse 5. And said to them, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah, in the day when I chose Israel and lift up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lift up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah.
Oh, so he never was talking to the world. He never told the seer to go to the world, but the world he told him to go to was the world of 45:17, Israel. Give me Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3, the closing statement. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 3, and 42. So we clear that all I'm supposed to be running them out is who Yahuwah said supposed to be running them out. But what? So everybody else running their mouth. Yahuwah's servants ain't saying nothing. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 3, and 42, and a closing statement, Brother Micaiah, the mothers, y'all been great for tape number 148. Let's see what's going on. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 1 to 3 and verse 42. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1 reads, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of Yahuwah, which you shall proclaim to be righteous convocation, righteous gathering. Even these are my feet. Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day
but
is the Sabbath of...
Wait a minute. Hold on. What verse are you? Is you reading 26?
26? No, I was reading 23.
26, 1, 2, 3, and 42.
Okay. The book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verses 1 to 3, and down to 42. Verse 1 reads, you shall make you no idol, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 2. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my temple. I am Yahuwah. Verse 3. If you walk in my Torah instructions, keep my Torah instructions and do them. Verse 42. Then will I remember my covenant with Israel, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land.
Look how plain that is. Look, you hear the man. The man saying everything that you need to hear that's in the pages of the book. We'll leave it like that. Top part of 7:30 coming up next at 7:30. Remember tomorrow class at 7:30. On the airwaves. Bo McKay is all yours and closes out. You on the clock. Mother's listening. The world listening. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for allowing me to meet the seer. Seer Israel of seed joy. Thank you, Yahuwah, for allowing me to have a wife and children to raise up and his Torah instructions. Thank you, Yahuwah, to be able to have elders, mothers, brothers and sisters and teachers and voices of the true Israelite. I also want to read the book of Sacramentus, chapter 2, and picking it up at verse 46. Then said I unto the angel, what young person is it that crowneth them and giveth them palms in their hands? Verse 47. So he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahuwah, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to commend them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahuwah. Verse 48. Then the ministering spirit said unto me, go your way and tell my people what manner of things and how great wonders of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, you have seen. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Give me Matthew 26:41, Brother Micaiah. So what we got to do? normally I do. Matthew 26:41.
And over to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, picking up at verse 41. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41 reads, watch and pray